This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anything that you want, just dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, one of our listeners was accosted in a city council chamber in Forsyth, Missouri. Got the audio of that from the video there. But there's also some other interesting video I think worth sharing with you, including what happened yesterday at a Bill Clinton rally here in Keene, New Hampshire. He had gone to Keene State College and was having, I guess it was an outdoor speech that he delivered. I decided to not go. I had a lot of work to catch up on, and I just didn't feel like ultimately failing at asking him questions on camera would really be worth the time, because that's likely what would have happened.
Yeah, and I'm sure you missed out on some really enlightening stuff from Bill Clinton.
Why bother asking him questions? Just shout, you're a rapist.
Well, exactly, and that's what happened here.
Give him a hand. They've had a very bad week, you know?
They've had a bad week?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's referring to there. I don't know if that's some kind of shot at Trump or
This is what I don't get. He's been called out as a rapist at so many rallies.
Has he?
You think he would have had the time to come up with like a better comeback by now than they've had a bad week?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that bad of a comeback. I mean, there's only so much you can do when people are shouting that you're a rapist. And
I don't know. Maybe say I'm not. But you know,
that's a good point. He didn't deny it.
So it makes you wonder just a little bit.
So you got one guy in.
Not have non-consensual relations.
So, by the way, it's Ian with you tonight.
Cody.
And Johnson.
So you got two young gentlemen here, maybe no older than 19 or 20 years old. One of them just kind of wearing just a regular long sleeve shirt, but he's got the Hillary button or whatever, Hillary sticker on it. So I think he was trying to blend in in the beginning. The other guy has a Bill Clinton rape shirt on, which is, I guess, something Alex Jones is selling, as I understand it.
I believe so, yeah.
And so he's, you know, obvious. Now, I don't know if he came in with that shirt on or put the shirt on when he got into the venue, or maybe he had another shirt on
it was over top of it. Yeah, it was under the Hillary Clinton shirt, which he removed, I'm sure.
It was not rape. It was surprise sex. When you're rich and famous, they let you do it. Trump taught me that.
There's a lot of similarities between Donald Trump and Bill Clinton. In fact, weren't they buddies at one point or something?
They were. I mean, they're all, you know, buddies.
So let me get a consensus.
Hillary and Trump are buddies.
Right.
Bill Clinton is a racist!
At one point, some guy in sunglasses comes up and actually attempts to lift the dude's shirt off of him, but somebody else kind of touches him and grabs him and stops him from doing that, from committing that assault against him. And ultimately, they are led away by
I'll give you the
security.
Economy you had 50 years ago, and I'll move you back up on the social totem pole and move other people down.
He says that's what America Great Again or Make America Great Again means, is that people will be moving up and down on the social totem pole. And that was kind of his response, presuming, of course, that they are Trump supporters, which I would say is likely a safe presumption. But they could have just been, you know, Alex Jones fans who wanted to make $5,000, because it's my understanding Jones is actually offering a $5,000 bounty to anybody who will actually go ahead and, you know, pull this off. To anybody who can apparently go to some sort of an event where there's media coverage, and like mainstream media coverage, and yell Bill Clinton is a rapist and actually get the media to cover them yelling it. So I don't know what other requirements there are on getting that $5,000 cash prize, but that's a kind of a cool idea, right? Like, you want something to happen, you got to incentivize it, and Jones made it work.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, there's been quite a few rallies now where this has happened. He should be more prepared. And then that statement that he made afterwards was completely unrelated. you know, about making America great.
It's just a shot at Trump.
So what? Right. We're not talking about Trump.
Well, I mean,
we're talking about you and what you did.
He was presuming that they were there supporting Trump. And I don't know. Again, I don't know if that's the case. We don't know who these two young gentlemen are at this point. We're actually here in Keene. By the way, that happened at Keene State College yesterday, right here. And so, you know, there's been a long history of activism that's gone on here that some would call disruptive. I've never done anything like that personally. I got a raft of S just for kind of giving the governor a hard time when she was walking into the commencement rally at graduation a couple of years ago. I didn't interrupt any kind of actual, you know, ceremony or speech, but yeah. I don't disrespect what those guys did. I say shout down politicians. I don't care. I think, you know, if that's what you want to do, if that's your activism, then I say go for it.
Did you give Bernie a hard time?
Did I give Bernie a hard time? Yes. Yeah. Well, no. I've done it to Republicans and Democrats, right, when they've shown up in town.
You're saying, wasn't there some shouting at Bernie?
Well, not during his actual speech. Right. I didn't shout at Bernie. I just asked him a question outside as he was coming in.
It was probably Bernie that shouted back at him.
Well, he did call me disrespectful.
Oh, did he?
Because of the contents of the question that I asked him. And
how are you helping the poor when you've got your, you know, $20,000 beach house or however much money it is?
You know what? I think I asked him something about Edward Snowden.
Oh.
Or Bradley Manning, one or the other, right. And I don't remember at this point which one it was. But he took kind of personal offense to me doing that. But at the very least, Bernie did acknowledge the fact that the question was asked. Usually the smartest thing to do is just ignore it completely and walk on by, which is what I figured would have happened had I actually gone to the Clinton rally. And I was informed by a Liberty activist who was there that there was very, very tight security, and I, of course, would have not been able to get anywhere near him. The time at which I, you know, would corner Bernie or some of the Republicans like we did in 2012 was during the primary. And so they don't have the Secret Service protection at that time.
You don't think you would have been able to blend in with a Hillary shirt?
Yeah, I don't have. I wouldn't probably spend that kind of that money. But, you know, I kind of look to some extent like media. I do have a camera, and it's a big camera, and, you know, people respect the big camera to some extent. So that's what happened yesterday in Keene, New Hampshire. And, you know, there's actually been a pretty funny Alex Jones video that I've probably watched close to 8 times at this point that came out just a few days ago, like a week ago or something like that.
Pretty recent, yeah.
Very, very funny stuff. Have you seen the Alex Jones video?
Yeah, well, I think we played that. We discovered this last Tuesday, in fact.
Did we play it on the air?
I don't know if we did.
I don't think we played this on the air.
Johnson showed us the video off air.
Yeah.
Right. So I just thought it was hilarious. And since we're talking about Alex Jones, we might as well, you know, play this. Because I don't want to make it seem like, you know, I'm supporting Hillary or anything like that. I don't. I don't support Trump or Hillary, but I do support any kind of trolling, any kind of, like, political.
They say Hillary smells like sulfur.
I didn't hear that part.
She's a demon.
That part's in this.
I did see the video of Obama responding to those allegations.
Like the Jones's allegations?
Like at a rally, he gave himself like a sniff test. Like, nope, I'm pretty sure I smell fine. I mean, I smell fine. Like, so weird.
Hey, Obama said, I don't smell like sulfur. Not a demon.
Okay.
So
I can assure the American public that I am, in fact, not a demon.
Here's the audio from Cafe, which is actually a new channel, it looks like, on YouTube. They've only got 277 subscribers, so I don't know what the rest of their content is like, but whoever edited this is, I'm impressed. They did a really good job.
God, these people are so evil. Why can't America wake up and beat them?
Okay. I got to explain the weird noises in
the sniffling.
Because it's one of the funniest parts of the video. Is now obviously we're on the radio, so you can't see this. So they're taking the Alex Jones video feed from his YouTube channel or however it is he broadcasts his show live when he does it. And they've taken that video and they've manipulated it. They've like zoomed on it in, you know, ways that weren't done in the original production. And I don't know if they've color corrected or if Alex Jones is really this red.
He gets pretty red.
I know he gets red, but man, he is super, super red in this video.
Yeah.
And so you'll hear like the weird squealing noise, and then you'll hear this noise. He's
rubbing his face.
Yeah, he wipes his face from top to bottom multiple times in this video. You'll hear that because what they do is they take the audio from that noise when he rubs his face, and they amp it up like 10 times as loud as it probably originally was. So we'll get into that here, and you can join us. But we've also got stuff to talk about, like facial recognition and clown masks apparently being banned from Target. All that and more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. The clown just insanity continues with Target apparently banning clown masks, or maybe on a temporary basis. We'll get the details on that. And Cody actually used to work for Target, so we'll get into that when we get a chance. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Coming up, Johnson will tell us how to deal with a psychopath which I think is appropriate conversation, whether we're talking about killer clowns or Bill Clinton or Donald Trump, because you pretty much have to be, if not a psychopath, a sociopath to become a politician and, you know, sort of do that thing. We're going to continue here in moments. Also, I want to let you know about Monero. Roger Ver is an early proponent of Bitcoin. He's a libertarian, entrepreneur, and peace activist, and he's predicted great things for Monero. Monero is a cryptocurrency with robust security and privacy features. Plus, it was built from the ground up, not built off of the Bitcoin software. That doesn't mean it's better or worse than Bitcoin. It's just different, very different. And people have begun trading it on the dark web. And, of course, that's how Bitcoin really got a boost in its early days. Ver has predicted a market cap for Monero as high as $1 billion in the near future. And Jax.io is incorporating it into the Jax wallet, which is the official wallet for cryptocurrencies of Free Talk Live. You owe it to yourself to become educated on Monero. We're not going to tell you to buy Monero, but we've got some, at least Mark and I do. I don't know about you guys. And you should take a look and decide for yourself. So go to getmonero.org to learn more about that. As we continue here, Alex Jones offering a $5,000 bounty. And apparently he's paying out multiple bounties. This isn't just like a, you know, one person can collect it sort of offer. This is available, and I don't know for how long. I don't know if the contest is over. I don't – actually, Cody, you are kind of a – I don't know if you're a fan of Jones, but I've heard you watching his show.
I'm an on-and-off listener, you know.
Have you heard about this contest?
I have heard about the contest. As far as I know, he had a budget for this thing. So I don't know if he's run out of money, but that's okay. Basically how it is.
So he's got – like, cause I saw a video where
he set aside a certain amount of money. Once the money's gone – then
that's it.
It's over.
I know that I saw a video where he said he was cutting $20,000 worth of checks to people who had already gone and done this. So I don't know if there was 50 grand or what the amount was that he, you know, what he chose. But it's definitely more than 5,000 because he's cut multiple checks, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
To people on this. And, you know, it appears to be working. He's got people showing up yelling Bill Clinton is a rapist at, I presume it's only allowed at Democratic campaign events. I don't think it has to be Bill Clinton who speaks. I think you can do it sort of like any kind of place where the mainstream media is covering it.
I'm sure it's gone on at Hillary rallies as well.
Right. I think Tim Kaine also, somebody did it there, and he got a check. So as long as you get mainstream media to turn their cameras and cover you, then you could, in theory, collect this. If the contest is still on, again, it's not our contest. I'm just saying that's what motivated two young men to do this in Keene yesterday. And, you know, kudos to them because it was a ballsy thing to do. You're in a crowd full of people who are not your friends. Right? These are people who are not going to be happy about you coming there and shouting down their favorite president or whoever while they're talking.
You actually don't know if somebody's going to hit you.
Right.
I mean, it's almost a guarantee you're going to be physically removed, but
correct.
You don't know if somebody's going to just get mad and, you know, I don't know, feel like swinging.
Yep, exactly. And there was one guy who tried to take the shirt off forcefully from one of the protesters, but he was luckily stopped by somebody else who was next to him. Like, whoa, whoa.
You know, yeah, I'm mad at you, so I'm going to commit assault. Totally logical.
So they didn't get hit, and that's a good thing. We're going to continue with your calls, plus a really funny video of Alex Jones in total Trumpism mode. Like, he's totally emotional and ridiculous, and it's just, I just found it hilarious. So we'll share that with you coming up here, and we'll go to your calls and thoughts first, though. Dan is in, I believe, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live listening online. Hey, Dan.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Ian a question.
Sure.
It sounded like he was insinuating that Donald Trump's a sociopath because he's running for president. Is that correct?
I think generally you have to be a sociopath in order to be a politician. I mean, you know, there could be some exceptions to that rule. I don't know Donald Trump personally, and he certainly gets some level of a pass because he's never actually held a political office that I'm aware of before. But generally, people who are seeking power like that aren't doing it for good reasons.
You got me. I was going to call in and I wanted to chew you out, but that was a pretty good answer. I was hoping you were going to tell me he was a sociopath.
Well, he might be. I mean, there's a good chance of it, given that he is running for the most powerful political office in the United States. There's a high likelihood that he is a sociopath.
Well, I think he has just about everything to lose, not a whole lot to gain. I mean, but the power, but what couldn't he buy with his billions with lobbyists and whatnot? I think that he's genuinely concerned with the country. I don't understand.
When you said he doesn't, hold on, you said he's got a lot to lose from running for president? I mean,
yeah,
how's that?
His reputation, I mean, the media used to treat him pretty much like a god. Everyone loved, I mean, not too many people had any qualms with him. Now everyone, you know, he's getting death threats. People hate him. He's getting these women coming out after, you know, whatever, 30 years saying that he's sexually molesting them. I mean, everyone talks about how his ego is so ridiculous. But you
I'm
know,
pretty sure a lot
that?
Of that was, you know, that like the ego thing with Trump. There have been, there have been critics of Donald Trump since before he was running for president. I'll give you the fact that because he's running for president, because he wants to have that power, that people are becoming even more vitriolic towards him than they otherwise would have been had he not made the run. So that much is true. But whether that will hurt or help him is another question, because a lot of the times, you know, the haters are actually what propel you to even a, you know, a greater level of popularity in certain cases. And so, you know, the fact that he's out there campaigning, yeah, he's going to get haters, but at the same time, he's also building a huge fan base, probably unlike that he's ever had before. I mean, he was a television star previously. Now he's still a television star, except he's taking on Hillary Clinton in televised debates.
Well, I think he's still being basically the same person that he always has been. He's just under more scrutiny because he's running for president. I mean, I remember one of the things that first introduced me to Donald Trump was his comments when he was like, Rosie's a loser. I don't know if you guys remember that. For whatever reason, he was mad at Rosie O'Donnell, and he was after her like crazy. You know, and okay, in the entertainment world, it was kind of big news, and people are like, wow, I can't believe the mouth on him. But, you know, now that he's running for president, he's still being the same guy. It's just...
He's just getting more attention.
He's just getting more attention, and I think he likes that.
Right, he's bigger
he's
now.
He's a household name around the planet.
More so now than ever before.
Could you imagine the ego trip of everybody on the planet just about knowing who you are or talking about you almost every day?
And they have
for
a strong
an entire election cycle.
Right.
It's madness.
Yeah,
Dan, any other
thoughts? No other thoughts. You have a good point.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. I don't know what Donald Trump's true intentions are. I don't think anybody really knows that.
I'm going to be the biggest sociopath that this country's ever seen. I'm going to be the greatest, least empathetic sociopath. It'll be amazing.
You can join us here. It'll be huge.
It'll be huge.
You can bring up whatever you want. Your thoughts on Trump or anything that's on your mind. Plus,
I just hope that if he gets into office that he has a reality show as president.
He totally could do that. Why wouldn't he? He's Donald Trump. I would expect something like that from him. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk psychopaths coming up.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got all kinds of opportunities for you to get interactive with the show. You can take control of the airwaves via the phones. You can also go onto our website, and you can actually create the content that's there by submitting it right to the front page. It's a Reddit-based site. It's totally free to use, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Now, if you've ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but just haven't really gotten around to it, maybe it's just too intimidating of a process for you. You know, maybe you just don't know how to go about all the things you need to do to make the website work. Well, HostGator can help. In fact, there's a kitty on top of the the phone box here in the studio.
He's not a very good board op.
A new studio cat. Anyway, HostGator.com. Luckily, there's no gators in the studio. The kitty would probably not be so happy. But you can go and get your website. They've got a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. Now, you can go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get an incredible discount. We've managed to secure a 50% discount for Free Talk Live listeners. That's 50% off their regular prices. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Go and check them out at HostGator.com/FTL. That's how you get the special deal, HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And again, you get 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. More coming up about psychopaths and politicians, or do I repeat myself? It's Mike, listening in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. So, Ian, I have got an idea
for some activism that would actually be really cool if you were to go to, like, it could work in any town like Concord or Keene or anything like that. Print up some flyers. You know how you guys always do the jury outreach for the jury nullification stuff? What you guys should do is, and this is a good way to thumb your nose at the court system, is print up some flyers of, have say, tired of going to the government-run court systems and tired of paying for them with your tax dollars, opening up soon in a town near you a private market-based dispute resolution organization. And pass these out as people are coming into the courthouse. And I'd like to see what guys like, you know, that guy Ron Dusevich and all those guys who are up at the Keene District Court, I'd like to see their reaction to this because, I mean, you're not doing anything illegal, but it would definitely get their attention, just like the drinking game you guys did back in the day. You didn't actually have beer in your bottles. You had water. What do you think?
So let me just make sure I'm understanding this. You're saying create some sort of alternative court system for dispute resolution and then promote that outside of the courthouse?
Correct. Like, not so much a system, but a market-based, you know, dispute resolution organization that would be a market-based and pass that out in front of the courthouse, yes.
Well, they have...
to actually open it up, but just to see what the court officials would actually say to something like that.
Okay, so wait. So you're saying pass out flyers for something that doesn't actually exist?
It would be more like an advertisement, like, you know, coming soon to a town near you, that kind of thing.
I guess I see the point. I wouldn't promote something that didn't exist, personally. I wouldn't want someone to receive a flyer and feel like, that's a cool idea. How do I sign up? Oh, it doesn't actually exist. So, but of course, if it did exist, then you're talking about something that would be relatively difficult to actually make work. Given that, well, there are private arbitrators, so it's not to say that it couldn't work. There are organizations like the, I think one of them is called the American Arbitration Association. So if you actually look at a lot of like cell phone contracts, corporate agreements that you might have signed at some point in your life, it's almost, I wouldn't say it's a guarantee, but it's highly likely that in that contract you actually waive your right to a court hearing in return for being able to sign the contract. They say that, well, if there's a dispute, then you have to go to the American Arbitration Association rather than a courthouse. So it's a way to funnel people out of the court system and into arbitration where they can get the case heard sooner and the costs on both sides are going to be lower. So it's not to say it's impossible to create an alternative, you know, system or competing arbitrator to the government courts, but you'd have to be really dedicated to it. I mean, you'd have to actually, like, really start that as a business and be serious about it, in which case promoting that out in front of the courthouse would make sense. But it's a pretty big activism idea, and, you know, not one that I'm interested in taking on, but I wouldn't stop you from doing it.
Right. It was just more of a kind of a gag kind of joke thing you could do in front of the courthouse just to see what the, you know, the judges and the bailiffs and all that would actually...
No, I don't think they would care. I mean, I'm out in front of the courthouse at least once a month, if not more often. I've been taking a break from doing the Don't Take the Plea deal, but I'd like to start that up again at some point in the future. I've got all kinds of, literally, I've logged countless hours in front of the courthouse handing stuff out, and they don't mess with me at all. So I already kind of know the answer to that question. Changing the flyer that I hand out isn't going to change the effect that I have on people, unless I were to actually go out and try to, you know, manipulate a jury in some way, in which case then they would likely arrest me and charge me with jury tampering. But that's not what I do. I go out and I hand out jury nullification information, which I did this month out in front of the Cheshire County Courthouse, and I've been doing that probably for like 7 years now here in New Hampshire. So I've kind of already gotten that, but it's not a terrible idea, Mike. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You actually have to go way back if you want to find any kind of reaction whatsoever from court security here in Keene. There was one video that was particularly epic where I was told by the county sheriffs who'd come out to let us know that we were well within our rights to hand out flyers out in front of the courthouse. So it was me, Sam Dotson, who's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, and one of Sam's buddies was visiting in town. It was actually his friend that recorded this video, and he put it up on his YouTube channel. So we're standing out there handing out flyers. Sheriffs come out. They let us know, yep, you got the full right to be here, hand out flyers, no problem. I just want to let you know to not open the door for people. And I was just bewildered that they would try to tell me something like that, because that's what I was doing. I was opening the door for everybody that would come up to the courthouse. I didn't care if they were a bureaucrat or if they, you know, just an average person. Right. I'd open the door for them. And we don't want you opening the door for people. I said, well, so wait a minute. You're telling me not to be courteous? And they literally said on video, yeah, don't be courteous. And it was just the funniest. I just thought that was one of the funniest moments to actually have a cop tell you, don't be courteous, in those exact words. And so when the cops actually went back into the courthouse or turned to go back in, of course I opened the door for them, and they did nothing about it.
Right.
So the, you know, the history of handing out flyers in front of, at the very least, the Keene courthouse is very, very little. We've never really been threatened in any way, shape, or form for doing it. And that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is a great place to do activism like this. In other places, if you go out and hand out flyers, there's a good chance you'll be threatened by court security. There's a good chance you'll be arrested by the police under a judge's order for, you know, contempt of court charges. We've seen fully informed jury association activists getting arrested in places like Orlando. Of course, there's also, and it was in Orlando, it was like in a district courthouse. And then there's Julian Heichlin, who's made a kind of a history of going to federal courthouses, handing out jury nullification information, and being arrested in multiple locations at federal courthouses around the country. When he came here to New Hampshire, it was only one time when he did it. He came to New Hampshire, went to the Concord Federal Courthouse, and we had like 30 or 40 people come out to support him. Now, most of the time when Julian Heichlin goes out to a courthouse, he's got no more than a handful of supporters, if that. I mean, a lot of times he's just alone or with one other person. In our case, we had dozens of people out to support him. The cops didn't do a single thing to him in that particular case. So not only is being in New Hampshire the best place to do, you know, court outreach, we've actually got like 6 or 7 out of the 10 courthouses here covered with jury nullification outreach every single month. And I guarantee you there's nowhere else in the United States with that level of court outreach going on. So to the to Mike's idea, I wouldn't say changing the flyer would have any effect whatsoever. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I'll stick with the NHJury.com stuff. If you want to learn more about jury nullification, you should definitely check out NHJury.com. Wherever you are, it's pretty useful information. We'll continue Free Talk Live. Come up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The AMP program is available for those of you who appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live. You want to hear the ideas of liberty discussed more often on more radio stations? Well, we can do that, but it does cost money to effectively advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, and that's what the AMP program stands for. It's been around for more than a decade now, and it was actually, Johnson, your original suggestion, so thank you for that. We have a few hundred of our listeners who are regular amplifiers, meaning they send $5 a month or more into the show, and they get perks in response for that. They get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Again, $5 a month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard, as well as Bitcoin, right on our website. And you get those perks, and you help Free Talk Live expand the message of freedom. So everybody wins. Amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We'll talk about psychopaths coming up here, plus clown masks being banned from Target and more. But your calls come first. Let's go to Tom, listening in the Dominican Republic. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about the two-party system excluding the libertarians from the presidential debate and using ballot access laws to prevent libertarians from getting on the ballot, okay? Now, basically, we're being told, well, we have a choice, the Democrat or the Republican. And then the candidate who gets elected, hey, that's what the people said they wanted, okay?
But that's not what people wanted. As you know, that's what people chose as usually the lesser of two evils. I would say most people are probably voting against the other person rather than for the person they're voting for. That just seems to be the zeitgeist.
Well, the idea of freedom of choice in America is a very interesting one. When it comes to our politicians, we get left or right. Oh, no, but when it comes to ice cream flavors, we have 100 tons of ice cream flavors, chewing gum, Doritos, so many choices and variety. But when it comes to the things that really matter, America drops the ball.
Go ahead, Tom.
Kind of like the rapist who argues in court, hey, I gave her a choice in your mouth or between the legs. And then what happened?
That's gross.
What she said she wanted. But that, and now that's how to describe the two parties.
No, I get what he's saying. He's drawing an analogy between voting for Trump and Clinton to that kind of a choice.
Oh, I get it. But
thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Yeah, I agree.
Didn't need the visual.
Pretty graphic. toll free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE.
The one I've always seen is there's some meme going around Facebook. It's like, I've got this baby we need to kill. Now, should it go in the wood chipper or the microwave?
Okay, yeah. Just make your choice.
Make your vote. Wait, I can't believe you would throw your vote away.
So we're going to get into psychopaths here in a moment. But we started the show talking about Alex Jones and this challenge that he has, $5,000 bounty. Presumably it's still out there because a couple guys in Keene yesterday at the Bill Clinton rally started shouting, Bill Clinton is a rapist, during his speech and got ABC News or whoever it was, I don't know who it was, but some cameraman panned down and recorded them. And so because they did that, because someone from the mainstream media recorded someone shouting, Bill Clinton is a rapist, Alex Jones should be paying them out $5,000. And Alex Jones, for those that don't know, is a kind of conspiracy theory talk show host who's
just got a clip.
Yeah, he's just gone insane. I mean, you could argue he's already crazy, but he's really gone off the deep end for Donald Trump. And it's particularly ironic or interesting because Alex Jones has sort of always been this challenger to the establishment. He's always, you know, been on the attack against whoever it is that has been in the White House. So, you know, he deserves a lot of credit for that. He's not, you know, whether it's been George Bush or whether it was Barack Obama or Bill Clinton before them, Alex Jones has been critical of those folks.
And that's what's so disappointing is that, you know, he's easy to make fun of as a talk show host, but he's done a lot of good things in the past. He's done it.
He was an inspiration to me in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, you can find activism video of him from
the
90s, of him going in and, like, refusing to do something
There was one where he went into a bank and refused to scan his thumbprint.
That's what I was talking about.
I'm not giving you my biometric information, you evildoers.
Yep.
Now, you know, it was a bank and not exactly like a government agency.
Well, the banks are responsible for the global conspiracy.
Well, you can certainly argue that the banks are essentially arms of the government. I mean, they are heavily regulated by the FDIC. And so, I mean, there really isn't that much competition there. Nonetheless, Jones was an inspiration in that way. Plus, you know, just sort of making movies critical of the police state, his police state films from back in the early 2000s. I think he did some good work with those things. Now he's just frothing at the mouth over Donald Trump.
It's the three main professions that the reptilians go into is bureaucracy.
Is he into that?
Law enforcement and banksters.
Does he go that far?
A lot of the times, I think he might believe it, but sometimes he'll go off on a rant and he'll say, like, well, I'm not even going to get into that. Like, he'll almost
stop
himself.
But he's had David Icke show numerous times.
Okay. All right. So that's somewhere he won't broach during his show, but that he might be.
I think even he has some boundaries.
All right.
Some limits.
So here's what I consider to be a hilarious clip from Cafe. It's a channel on YouTube, relatively new. It's only about a year old. They only have about 277 subscribers, but if they can keep up the content coming like this, then they'll have a good future. This is great stuff. So I'm going to just start from the top, since we only got about 10 seconds into it. It's about a minute long, with Alex Jones just flipping out. Great music, by the way.
God, these people are so evil. Why can't America wake up and beat them? Donald Trump's not perfect, but he doesn't want to hurt you and your family. Hillary and Obama want to make you poor and pathetic. We have all their white papers. They hate you. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. And goddamn them, they are. We're going to find the lever to beat these people, and they're going to be beat. Look at her shark face. Have a look at her with that demon face. That's a freaking demon. We're going to have President Linda Blair, people. And I'm not going to go along with it. Excuse me.
So you can hear the little weird noise at the very end, and there was another one in the middle of it. That's where he's wiping his face from top to bottom.
I don't know. He's getting pretty red in those clips. He looks a little bit like a freaking demon.
He is out of his mind over this thing. And anyway, I just thought...
But you know what? More popular than ever. Gotta give him credit where it's due.
Yeah, this video deserves way more than 1,300 views. So I hope we can get out there and actually get 100,000 or something like that. Because they did great. They really did a great editing job with this. Really, you know, they took a few clips of him and the zooms, the sound design where they, you know, brought the echo in. And it was just... brilliant stuff. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We're going to Skype, where Liberty Phoenix is on the line, I believe. Are you still out in Illinois, Phoenix?
Yeah, still am.
All right, there you
are. Until the girls get older.
Welcome. Go ahead.
What's up, dude?
Not too much, buddy. First off, I can't believe that I spent hours a day listening to that man for about 2 years before I found you guys.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he does what, like a five-hour show?
Yeah.
Four. I think it's like 4 hours.
Okay, I thought he added a fifth hour for some reason at some point. But
that's still, probably the new TV show.
Still, that's a long time to be on the radio.
Yeah, he does have the nightly news now as well. So that might
he
be
hosts
what
it?
He has a big team now. Okay. I think he will do some segments, but I don't know.
Go ahead.
So
Phoenix.
I had a use of force issue for you guys. My partner has a cat. She's going to be going away for Thanksgiving, and she wants me to give him his medicine. Well, I'm not really comfortable with, like, holding him down and forcing it down his throat. Anecdotally, just putting this out here, he won't eat it if it's, like, crushed up and put into food, or if you just kind of stick it in it, he'll, like, go around it or he'll not eat it. How do you deal with something like that?
Get a syringe. Not a needle syringe, but, like, a... They have them for liquid medicine, but if you could crush it up and somehow liquefy the medicine, then you can put the syringe in their mouth and squirt it in, and then they will eat it.
Isn't that the same idea?
Throat, like on their tongue. Hmm?
I mean, isn't that the same concept, though, as like holding them down and forcing them to take it?
Yeah, they're cats.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, they're cats.
Are you really having like a moral type of problem with giving your pets medicine?
Well, yeah. It's not mine, but... maybe that's why I don't feel as obliged to do it, but I don't really want to do it.
Okay, hold on. You're talking about a cat that you've had for how long?
I've known him personally for about a month and a half.
Okay. So, are you keeping the cat in your home?
Yep.
Now, isn't that basically imprisoning the cat?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So, you're already using some level of force to keep the cat...
We keep the door open. They can go out whenever they want, you know.
Okay.
I mean, if the door's open, they go outside.
Okay, so the cat is allowed
floor,
to go.
So they're not really going far.
Mm-hmm. But, what happens if the cat doesn't get the medicine? I missed that.
I'm not really sure.
Why? What's the medicine for?
I would imagine not a good thing.
What is the medicine for?
It's a thyroid.
Okay. This is an interesting question. We'll dissect it a little bit further if you want to stand by. Is there something inherently immoral about forcing something on a pet? And I think there's, you know, some bigger questions there as well about pet ownership in general. Is it wrong to own a thing like that? 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.